And welcome back to the Prescott Arts Beat. This is your host, Andrew Johnson Schmidt. You're listening to KJZA 89.5 FM, or in the Prescott area, 90.1 FM. And we're here every Sunday from noon to 12:30 talking to the movers and shakers in the arts and culture community in northern Arizona, especially in the Prescott, Arizona area. And we have a real treat for you, because some of you may remember last year that we, Tom from Hyper Treasure brought in some Hawaiian musicians to do a concert at the Elks Opera House. It was very popular. It sold out. There were people in both the balcony and downstairs. There were hula dancers that came down from Flagstaff. It was very popular. And so Tom has taken a flyer again. He's booked the Elks Opera House, and he's brought in three more Hawaiian musicians, noted musicians in their field of slack key guitar. We have one of them on the phone right now. I want to welcome to Prescott Public Radio, George Kaumoku. Welcome, George.
Aloha.
Aloha.
How's it going, Andrew Johnson over there?
Yeah, doing okay. Hey, George, you guys are coming Sunday, March 29th to the Elks Opera House. Can you tell the folks that maybe have never heard Hawaiian music before, what are they going to hear when they come out that night?
Well, first of all, you're going to hear two of Hawaii's greatest slacky players. I'm George Kahumoku. I'm noted actually for my storytelling and my experiences with farming and Hawaiian culture practices, such as, you know, farming taro and animals and that kind of stuff. And Dennis Kamakahi, and I play a 12-string guitar. And Dennis Kamakahi is probably Hawaii's greatest living songwriter. He's written so many songs in the 70s when he was only 19 years old that have become Hawaiian classics, such songs as Wahine Ili Kea, and the Hawaiian community knows these songs because most of the hula schools have been dancing them for at least 25, 30 years, you know. And then the third person is known for his Hawaiian falsetto, is Richard Ho'opi'i. And Richard comes from the district of Kakoloa on the island of Maui. And I live only 3 miles from Richard. He lives down by the ocean, and I live up in the mountains, so we're both living on Maui now. But we come from three different islands. Distinctly. I come from the big island known for its volcanoes. But I moved to Maui a few years back. Richard is known for his falsetto music. In the olden days, the women were allowed to sing, you know, in the choirs and stuff. So the men took their place, sort of like, you know, Shakespeare. You know how the women were allowed to, and that comes from Victorian, background. Just like the English passed that same thing over to the missionaries who were in Boston, and from Boston, they carried the same tradition over to Hawaii, where the women weren't allowed to sing. So it was the men who did all the singing in the choir, did the women's part. So he learned, you know, that. And then it transferred over to Hawaiian falsetto, you know, cowboys went, oodle-ay, oodle-ay, and stuff like that, you know, yodeling. So it's going to be a really distinct show. I play a 12-string guitar, Dennis plays a 6-string guitar, and Uncle Richard plays a ukulele. Yeah, so it's going to be a great mixture. And we're all solo artists. I'll come on first, do about a half an hour set, then Uncle Richard will do his set, and I'll back him up. We'll take a break, then Dennis will finish off his set with his original songs that he's composed over the years as well.
Now, the slack key guitar, for folks that aren't familiar with that, what does it sound like? What is it? How do you do it?
Well, we're all in different tunings, yeah? And what happens, slacky basically is open tunings. What we do is we tune the guitar by loosening or slackening the keys to an open tuning where, you know, I tune my guitar to an F tuning, and then I can play in C, F, you know, B. So I can play almost any key in it, but when you strum the guitar, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like it's in a key or rated a key of F, so you don't have to actually press down any fingers. So that leaves your thumb can do all the bass work, then your forefinger can do all the lead work, and then with the other fingers you can do the, you know, the rhythm. So you're doing bass, rhythm, and lead all on one guitar. So and each the strings kind of sympathize with each other, so they kind of reverberate off of each other. So you get this really, really full song that's like, some people tell us it sounds like about five guitars playing all at once, but it's only one guy playing one guitar. You know, he's playing bass, the rhythm, and the lead.
Well, you know, there you have it, folks. We're talking with George Kaumoku, who is a noted slacky guitarist from Hawaii. He is coming from Maui to a tour of the U.S. George, how many towns are you stopping in on this tour?
This tour is a short tour. We're only doing about 17 cities, but I've done tours with as much as, I was on the road for a couple of years at one time, and I did over 600 gigs in 55 countries and 38 states, you know.
Well, we're just happy to be one of those 17 in this tour. As George has been explaining, slacky guitar, almost you could call it Hawaiian cowboy music. If you are hesitating about coming into town and catching the show, I'd like to say not only is it three noted Hawaiian musicians coming to play this beautiful, relaxing, wonderful music.
We also bring our wives who dance the hula too, and there's some other hula schools over there that has to perform, so we're working with them as well.
Excellent hula dancing. And folks, it will be in the historic Elks Opera House. Just had its most recent anniversary, over 100 years old. A beautiful venue. It'll have great sound. And George, Dennis, and Richard, and their wives and some friends playing music, hula dancing, a lovely night out. We're talking about Sunday, March 29th. We're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, we'll be having our continuing coverage of the Coyote Radio Theater, comedy radio theater, serialization of one of their live shows from the St. Michael's Hotel. And then in the third section, when we return to George one more time, George is a master of Hawaiian music, and he's very fast and nimble with his improvisations and his musical playing. But I don't know if the promoters, agents and the press agents that put this whole thing together prepared him for the fast and furious questions of the Prescott Art Speed. George, do you feel like ready for some off the cuff questions?
I'm ready for whatever you want to throw out, you know. And before we get started, I want to take Tom Wima.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's with the Hyper Treasure Store. Actually, I worked with him, and he was from Mount Shasta. So we worked with him from before over there. So we want to thank him for bringing us all the way to Prescott, Arizona.
Yeah, and folks, if you see him at the concert, he'll be the guy in the Hawaiian shirt with the big grin on his face there. He's almost a little shy. Last concert, after putting the whole thing together, you know, he just came up on stage, introduced, led, and got out of there. If you see him, shake his hand, and please do thank him for, you know, taking a flyer and bringing in this wonderful music that you just don't often have the chance to hear in rural northern Arizona. We're going to go away to break, and when we come back, George is going to take on Andrew's five big questions, and we'll get down to the heart of it and find out about this man, his music, and the show on March 29th at the Elks Opera House. Stay tuned.
Pahakoia, Kekaumau Oleia, Kauhukaumau.